So children could be fleeing for many reasons, including war, violence, persecution, and for other reasons as well. And that's why it's important to get the relationship of trust first, because if you don't have that, then you can't work together with them to decide what's in their best interest.
Can you maybe tell me what happened to the nearly 4,000 children who arrived in Greece, Italy and Bulgaria and also Spain in the first quarter of this year? So we're talking about 3,800 children. Nearly 7 in 10 of those were unaccompanied and separated. Let's just put ourselves in their shoes now. Where are they? What are they doing?
Well, the vast majority of those children actually arrived in Italy this year. And normally they're first accommodated and then they go to reception centers. But often in all the countries concerned, there's a number of gaps and sometimes the children move onwards.
We've heard recently Italy has called to other member states of the European Union to help because they're overwhelmed. What does your new roadmap for action actually call for from member states to help children?
First of all, yes, we think that Italy needs some support. One of the good positive examples from Italy is they've just passed a new law, a very good new law on separated and unaccompanied children, and that's positive. Overall, we're calling for solidarity with Italy. Relocation is a critical aspect. So far, there have not been very many children that have been relocated from Italy to other countries where they may have family or even unaccompanied children relocated from Italy. So we really hope that that will begin to move faster as an element of responsibility sharing. But we're calling on all the states, wherever the children may be, to provide them with appropriate care, to carry out effective procedures quickly, make them child-friendly and accessible so the children know what the situation is, and to provide a solution as quickly as possible that's in line with their best interests.
You were saying that there's been an increase in self-harm and other psychosocial problems associated with the journey to Europe and then once the children get into Europe. So how on earth do you get their trust to do something about it?
Well, that's why trust is the key. And that's one of the important recommendations in the roadmap and the way forward. A guardian needs to be appointed immediately. And that's a major challenge. Guardians aren't being appointed as quickly as possible. And then to build that trust, what we're recommending in the paper is working with cultural mediators. So those are people from the refugee's background that understand the system, that they can trust, that can translate to them. And then they need to be safe, because if they're not in a safe accommodation that's appropriate for them, then they're not going to have any trust. And again, they're going to be at risk of further exploitation and abuse.
What is the willingness among member states to actually improve their lot?
I think that states all agree that children need support and protection, and they also agree that unaccompanied children are the most vulnerable. The measures in the roadmap are very simple, they're practical, they're concrete recommendations which will support not only the refugee and migrant children, but could bring positive change for national children and the child protection systems themselves.